This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Local News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Greene County Legislator William Lawrence reports on his Facebook page that the county will distribute cloth masks to the public this week. On May 4th, from 10 a.m. until noon, Greene County will hand out masks at the Windham Wastewater Treatment Plant on South Street and also at the Hunter Town offices on Route 23A and the Village of Coxsackie offices on Mansion Street. The next day, on Tuesday, May 5th, there will be a mask giveaway from 1 to 3 p.m. in Catskill at the parking lot at the corner of Water and Bridge Street and in the Mental Health Building's parking lot off Mountain Avenue in Cairo. Melanie Lakozovic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the staff and faculty of Coxsackie Elementary School greeted students and families as a line of vehicles reached up Sunset Boulevard and deep into Mansion Street May 1st, as they all headed to the school to greet teachers in a Ride the Wave parade. Families drove a slow loop around the parking lot as teachers waved, cheered, and called out greetings. Many carried signs of encouragement, and some wore costumes to cheer up students. Quote, "I want my students to know how much I miss them and I love them," unquote, one teacher said. The parade took place about 2 hours before Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that schools would remain closed through the end of the academic year. Physical education teacher Don McDonald will retire from the district in June. Quote, "I am at a point where I am retiring and I am really, really sad that my career has to end this way," unquote, he said. Staff and faculty have made an effort to stay connected with students and families during the shutdown, communicating in previous weeks through video and personalized cards. The reverse parade, which brought elementary students and families to the school, was the most recent effort to connect them with students. Some students were unable to attend the parade, so the event was also live streamed. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Columbia paper is reporting the New York State Education Department announced April 24th that the Walter B. Howard Elementary School, a pre-K to 6th grade school in the New Lebanon School District, has been named a 2019-2020 recognition school under the Every Student Succeeds Act plan. Recognition schools are those that demonstrate high academic achievement and strong progress. The list this year identified 582 high-achieving schools statewide. Quote, "It is such an honor to be recognized by the state for the work our staff does every day with our students. It is a testament to our entire staff who are dedicated to making Walter B. Howard a special place for our kids. It is humbling to see that dedication recognized, and I couldn't be prouder of our team," unquote, Principal Andrew Court said in a press release. Walter B. Howard was the only elementary, middle, or high school in Greene and Columbia counties named to the list. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union that Rensselaer County officials have announced the first COVID-19 testing sites in the county will open next week. The sites are being established in partnership with IMA Group, LabCorp, and Whitney M. Young Jr. Health Center. A stationary site will be set up at the Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. County Executive Steve McLaughlin said an official opening date has not yet been set for the site, but that it will likely happen sometime next week. Test kits for that location are on the way, he said during a Facebook Live update. Testing in Troy will be available by appointment only, and further details, including a phone number to call, will be announced in the coming days. The remaining two sites will rotate on a weekly basis. The mobile walk-up testing sites are being run in partnership with Whitney Young. The mobile sites will also be by appointment only and will rotate locations and hours based on need and demand. McLaughlin said last week that plans for the testing sites came together, quote, pretty quickly, unquote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union and read more about any of these stories at the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org.